Dr. Sylvia Murphy. She was at the Navy workshop the other night.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also talk to her. See, I think she's running for re-election. We'll talk to her about that. She has some opposition, too. And coming up in November, of course, we have the election for county mayor. And we'll find out who she might think of as a mayor.
12 Morning Magazine with Bill Becker continues.
And on this gloomy day here in the Keys, a little ray of sunshine, Commissioner Sylvia Murphy. Morning, Sylvia.
I'm a ray of sunshine? Well, thank you.
We need it, boy, the last few days here, don't we?
Is it raining down there now?
It's drizzling here. We're on Big Pine.
Oh,
yeah.
I felt so bad for the Pretenders in Paradise.
No kidding, that
being canceled. They put so much time and effort into those costumes.
Sure do. Sure do. It must have been painful. A difficult decision to do that.
Oh, yes. But you can't argue with Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. Earlier this week, the Navy held its workshop at the Doubletree regarding the ACUS zones, the flight paths. You were there.
I was there.
What was your impression?
That it was exactly what I said it would be. It was a very lovely PR by the Navy, for the Navy. It was done very well. I take a little exception to Captain Scholl on Morning Magazine yesterday saying that it was about 90 to 10.
90% in favor of what the Navy was.
In favor of, because I would, on my fingers, have counted at least 25 that were not a bit happy with it. They were glad they went. They were glad they made their presence known. But were they buying it? No. No.
What are you hearing from the residents surrounding there? They're your constituents.
Yeah, they are. Residents of Monroe County.
Mm-hmm.
But for just a moment, I want to go back to that Morning Magazine show yesterday.
Okay, Captain Scholl talking, yes?
Talking, yes. My first question, and not trying to be flip, would be, who do you think you're fooling? The people who were reading the Key West Citizen back in January and February of 2005 were very well aware of a big flap at a planning commission meeting over the permitting of Key Haven. It hit everyone by surprise. And this generated many inches of newsprint by, you remember Lori Karnatz, Tim O'Hara was one, and I think Becky Iannotta, along with quotes and comments from some of our more prominent citizens. And they were interesting in that they all decried the lack of public meetings, the lack of public input. When does the public get to speak, especially the people in that area? And in fact, it would be interesting if you dug up some of those articles and read the quotes and comments by people who are still here, still active in our political scene.
Well, yesterday, Captain Scholl, the city manager Scholl, said that there had been public meetings on this, on the ACUS.
And I can't find anyone who ever saw an ad, ever attended one, ever knew one existed. And the people who are quoted in the newspaper articles, of all the people in this county, should have known if there was a public meeting.
You know,
and
they seem not to. I can't remember the Navy ever taking anything public like this in a public type, you know, forum, like a public hearing forum.
Right.
And even something like they've done this week. That's a first too that I've seen.
Yes, it is that I know of. And not to say they didn't hold one, but it certainly was not well advertised, and people did not, you know, attend like they did the other day. And it's just, I don't like dealing with this with people who are kind of making up stories as they go along. You can't deal with something like that. But it also generated, and I remember because I have copies of those letters, scathing letters from our then director of growth management and our then county attorney. They really wrote blistering letters over the lack of warning, the lack of public input, et cetera, et cetera. And the other thing is, He mentioned the AQs is a planning tool, a good tool. Well, yes, I suppose it is if you're starting in the middle of a desert, you don't want anyone to build around you, it'd be a very good tool. But number one, you can't plan an area that's already built and has residents, mobile home parks, affordable housing, et cetera. Number two, you can't, no matter how expensive your tool is, plan if the Navy does not attend the Planning Commission meetings. And they haven't. And number three, you cannot plan anything with inadequate tools and inaccurate noise measurements. It just doesn't make sense. They want, but they don't participate.
What about the effect on property values? Navy seems to say it's not going to, in fact, it'll make things better.
Yeah, well, right, I'm sure. That's why both HUD and the Veterans Administration rather decline to help with the mortgages, participate in mortgages in the APZs and the noise zones.
Regardless of whether or not it's adopted by the county.
That I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I have read the segments of the HUD and the VA statements. Nothing in there is mentioned about whether the area in question adopts these AQs.
Now, that's what the Navy is asking the county to do, and they're going to deliver a report December 5th, and the ball's in your court then. What, where are you going to come from on this?
Oh, there are way, way too many questions yet to be answered on that to make any kind of a decision. The Navy has not been forthcoming with truthful information, as far as I can see, because what they have said, what they are saying as late as yesterday morning, can be very easily argued by things that occurred 2 years ago or back in 98. I want them to come to the table honestly with information, and I would like to have the latest noise reading, whatever they do, however they measure the noise. On these new planes, it's not the same as how you measure them on the older planes. Quieter planes. And I would like to see that.
Hmm.
So I read an article about they bought up in, I guess, Eglin or one of the air bases, Navy bases, whatever, a swath of land along with environmentalists. Great idea. 10 miles wide and 100 miles long. That's the whole kit. That's the size of Monroe County. They bought this. It will be conservation land, but it also provides a wonderful flight path.
Mm-hmm.
Open, no growth, nothing. It's perfect. And it will protect the environmentally endangered black bears of Florida. It's a win-win all the way around. I enjoyed the article. But we're not talking about the endangered black bears down here. We're kind of talking about the endangered Monroe County residents.
Hmm.
And there is nowhere else for them to go. They're in place. They have their homes. And I've heard the noise that they live with. I couldn't do it. I will say it right now. I could not live in those flight paths or the new AQs, as they say. They're talking, though, or were at the workshop, that possibly they could change. And if I misquote, I apologize to Captain Brown, but change the flight path or the whatever they call how the planes come in and go out. I may be using the wrong terminology.
The approach and departure.
Yeah, and to give relief to that part of Stock Island. But strangely enough, there were two couples there. One was from Shark Key and one was from Key Haven. And where they live on those islands, I don't know. But they both don't like it. And they did not appreciate what they called, the workshop, rah-rah Navy.
Hmm.
So and it's not just Stock Island and Big Coppet and Rockland. It's other people who, are standing up and speaking out. I think we need to do a lot of talking and a good bit of compromising here before, as a county, before we do, you know, make any move, any definite move.
Okay. Well, Sylvia, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Oh, good. Time's up.
Time's up, yeah.
Oh, when you're having fun, doesn't it fly? Huh?
Oh, well, before we leave you, we have coming up in November, next commission meeting is the organizational session, election of a mayor and mayor pro tem. Any ideas?
No. No, I really don't. I think we're going to have fun on the in the BLCC meeting on the 14th.
I read a newspaper story that said that you were you may have some surprises.
I think it was, I'm going to wait and see what I do.
Oh, okay.
Golly, I may nominate myself. Wouldn't that be unusual? No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
We'd get at least one vote, you know.
No, I don't even think I don't want the job, so I wouldn't even get my own vote.
Okay.
So, anyway, with that note, thank you very much.
Sylvia Murphy, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's 8:44. Morning Magazine with Bill Becker continues.
Joining us right now, School Board Chairman Andy Griffiths. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Andy.
Andy, we're hearing a lot about...
Oh, God, I'm having trouble hearing you. Those jets are going over again.
Okay.
Okay, I can hear you. All right, hang on. I think we're going to be all right, but they're really making noise this morning.
Really, huh? Okay. And where are you right now?
I'm at home.
Uh-huh. Okay, Key Haven.
Yeah, A section.
Okay.